Whoa, wait a minute. Wait. What does critical race theory do belonging in a story or a column about Afghanistan? And but he made the connection. He did a really nice job, and it was really good. By the way, this August 31st thing, the president's mulling it over whether to extend it past August 31. The Taliban has said they don't want us there beyond the 31st. Let's go to cut one real quick. We'll see if we can slam this in. This talk of a date certain withdrawal from Afghanistan, and General Jack Keane of Fox News says that's flat out wrong. Here is General Jack Keane yesterday on Fox News Channel.
Well, first of all, let me just say, the United States national honor is on the line here, and the whole world is watching. And what we're talking about is getting all of our Americans out and all of our Afghan partners out. And it's certainly a mistake to still have a date certain of 31 August. The declaration has got to be made to our own forces, to the State Department, and certainly to stay here for as long as it takes to get our American citizens out and our Afghan partners. And you can either cooperate with us, Mr. Taliban, or not. But we are going to do this mission and complete it. We've already lost, Will, significant trust and credibility as a global leader in the world. The consequences, I think, are going to be felt for years to come as a result of this ill-conceived, hasty withdrawal, which set the date certain, which then robbed us of any opportunity to provide the necessary conditions to prevent a Taliban takeover and also to get our citizens out before we got out.
Yeah, General Jack Keane, no big fan of the Biden administration and their approach to Afghanistan. Stay where you are. Coming up, let you hear from Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 5:30 as we check out our traffic cams at this hour, and obviously traffic flows are heavy during the rush hour, and as you take a look at Interstate 15, that is an example. Southbound and northbound, you're averaging about 45 miles per hour there. Also, lane restrictions continue on the 515 westbound at Eastern and 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. You're pretty much bumper to bumper when you're on US 95 southbound before you hit the spaghetti bowl. That's how far you're backed up there. Reduced speeds, Interstate 15 southbound, that is at Spring Mountain, and northbound at Sahara.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Manny Pacquiao's boxing career may have come to an end over the weekend in Las Vegas as he fell short, losing to Yordanis Ugas. And after the fight, he sounded like somebody who was ready to move on to the post-boxing portion of his life, which would include politics, which he's already been involved in the Philippines. There is a chance that he might run for president in his home country. Raiders football, they're coming off a win against the Rams Saturday night in preseason action, 17-16. They'll wrap the preseason this Sunday when they take on the 49ers. One preseason game coming up tonight as the Saints are hosting the Jaguars. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has motivate you, and to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL and do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love this guy. He is a straight shooter. He is opinionated. And he knows a lot about a lot of stuff. Education, foreign policy, formerly with NPRI. He is Victor Jakes. He is the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I had a chance to visit with him about the FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine today. And I asked him if he thinks that more people will now that they have FDA approval, will get the vaccine.
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, I don't necessarily know if it's a large segment, but I think there are people who were concerned about the shots and wanted to kind of wait and see how things developed. I mean, honestly, I was kind of one of those people. You look at it and you say, well, my personal risk is pretty low. It's not going to do me any harm to wait a few months. And I think what we've seen has been pretty overwhelmingly positive. I mean, hundreds of millions of shots have gone out, not just in this country, but throughout the world. And I mean, yes, there have been some really unfortunate side effects, but if you balance that out against the risk of COVID-19, I think the vaccines have performed extremely well.
What about, and again, you have a military background, you have deployed, and I guess my question is, the fact that they want to do the military and they want to make this widespread throughout the military, first of all, is it going to make that much of a difference?
Well, yeah, probably.
Well, no. The reason I ask is that you've been abroad, so I imagine you've had the slew of vaccinations that you get when you deploy abroad. Is it going to be that much of a difference because a lot of folks are abroad?
Well, I mean, I think the difference is it's become very political in some respects, and you look and say, oh, the hepatitis A vaccine is required. Well, we've had the hepatitis A vaccine for however many decades, and I think the concern is just, there's a segment of people who don't want to get it right now, and basically the government's saying, well, you're going to get this or you're going to lose your job, and your job happens to be defending the country. So I think that most people, if you said your job or the vaccine, would get the vaccine. I know certainly there will be some people who won't choose to get it, but it's also true that the military requires a number of vaccines. I remember in basic training, I had a little chart. Everyone, basically all 250 of us were lined up, and we had a little chart, and we just handed it to the medic or whoever it was, and they picked out whatever they were going to jab you with, and they jabbed you, and you walked on. And mandatory vaccines is a part of the military.
And that's just, so I know, it's legal at this point to be able to go to each and every member of the armed forces and say, you've got to have it, or else we're going to throw you in the brig or whatever.
I'm sure there are going to be challenges to it, and I would guess actually that the ones that haven't received the full approval are going to have a tougher case to make in regards to saying, you know, you have to have this or you're out of the military. I think, you know, having the approval, the full FDA approval, is going to give them a better legal case. But I would certainly suspect there will be some legal challenges coming.
Now the question is it going to get better? And if so, how good does it have to get before we know that we're okay, that we're going to be able to defeat not only COVID-19, but the Delta variant? I mean, we've always heard about 70% herd immunity. Is that true or not true?
I think at this point that's not true. I think you're going to see the coronavirus turn into something that's more seasonal, more akin to the flu. And, you know, basically what we have is that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to worry about it, you know, any more than you would worry about the flu, really. And if you're unvaccinated, they're just, you know, Nevada's kind of coming out of our summer peak. Just like we had last year, we had a summer peak. I fully, you know, expect that we will have a winter peak of the Delta virus, and it will once again be concentrated among the, you know, the unvaccinated. So I don't think, you know, if success is zero COVID, we're not reaching it. I mean, I just don't think that's going to happen. You could have everyone in the U.S. vaccinated, and there's, you know, 6 billion people outside our borders, and the large majority of them are not vaccinated. This is highly contagious, as we all know, and I think it's something we are just going to have to learn to live with, and people are going to have to, you know, take whatever risk they feel comfortable with. I, you know, certainly encourage folks to look at the vaccine, and if you're, you know, over 50, I really encourage you to get it. If you're under 50, I think, you know, what we've seen with the Delta variant is it's a lot more contagious and more likely to wind you up in the hospital or worse than it, you know, than the original variant was. But I don't think we're getting rid of the coronavirus.
Will you, rather than read between the lines, will you be getting it?
I've had the vaccine.
Okay.
So I did. I got it. I'm happy I got it. You know, for me, the kind of the increase in cases with Delta and then looking at the higher number of hospitalizations convinced me it was the time to do it, along with the fact that, you know, I was not an early adapter. By the time I took it, I mean, probably 150 million people have been vaccinated. And so, you know, again, I just think people should look at the data. You know, I think it's been kind of turned into this proxy question of, oh, do you believe Dr. Fauci? I mean, I don't believe Dr. Fauci. I think he's been terrible throughout the pandemic, but, you know, I don't think you should make your decision about vaccination based on what he says. I think you should look at the data. And I mean, the data is a lot more concerning now. I mean, it's always been concerning if you're 60 plus, 65 plus. It's always been very concerning. But the Delta variant has made it much more concerning for people in younger age groups, you know, young, healthy adults. And that's where I found myself, and that's what I ended up doing.
And that brings us to the next question, which is, what about the booster? They're now saying that we might need a booster, that the if efficacy, as they like to call it, the efficiency, if you will, of the COVID-19 vaccines wane with time. Not a lot, from like 95 to 91%, but what about the booster? Is this just a marketing tool or something? Are they just trying to sell more vaccine?
You know, I'm not that cynical, although I certainly can be cynical. I think there's some evidence for it. They, you know, from what I've read, it sounds like, you know, in the U.S. we put them pretty close together, and in places like England where they spread the shots more apart, they seem to have generated a better response to the vaccine in terms of creating antibodies or whatever it is that, you know, vaccine is supposed to create. And so, yeah, I think we're kind of in a wait and see moment on that. You know, I think we just kind of got to see what the, you know, what comes out. If it's something where it's like, you know, look, you know, if you get the booster or there's a chance you'll get sick, you know, then I think that changes things. If it's just, you know, or, you know, the vaccine wears off entirely and you better get a booster or it doesn't do anything. I mean, those are two entirely different scenarios. I think we've got to figure out which one is which.
Coming up on the show, Republicans were out on the steps of the Capitol today as they introduced, as Democrats introduced, the infrastructure bills, one and two, the $1.2 trillion and the $3.5 trillion. What are Republicans saying about it? Well, we'll let you listen in to a news conference earlier today. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Money Minute, I'm Steve Siddall. When to claim Social Security continues to be a hot topic among those in their 60s. Here with some insight on claiming strategies is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Hey, you only get one chance to claim Social Security, Coach. How do we get it right?
Well, it's important, Steve, and one of the things we need to do is make sure we know what we're doing when we go into that office to file the claim. Many people that are listening think you can walk into the Social Security office and they're going to help you decide which claiming option to take. Steve, they're going to help you click on a button. That's what's going to help, because they're not allowed to tell you and to consult with you about what may be good for you. And you're right. Once you make that decision, you're pretty much locked in stone. Now, if you make the wrong decision and you want to go back and change it within the first year, you can pay back all the money you've already got, and then you can change the decision. So that's why it's important to not pay first. You'll pay later if you do the wrong thing. So let's make sure we get the right plan together. And that's part of our total retirement plan, which is 22 different steps. One of the steps is how to make sure you're filing the correct Social Security claiming option. And if you do it wrong, Steve, we've seen others cost themselves hundreds of thousands of dollars over their lifetime by selecting the wrong option or not consulting with someone to make sure they're doing the right thing. So let's get that out of the way. That'll save you a lot of money. That'll make you a lot more money in retirement. But more importantly, let's get a total retirement plan so we don't make mistakes like this with other parts of our plan. Steve, the next 10 people who call, I'll do it at no cost or obligation. We usually charge $1,000 or more for a total retirement plan. We're going to waive that if you call right now. Also have a 3-book set and a box set on retirement if you call right now.
That's a fantastic offer, Coach. Folks, don't miss out on this one. Give us a call, 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS, V-E-G-A-S, to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm going to let you drop in on a news conference held on the steps of the Capitol earlier today. Scott Perry of Pennsylvania talking about the infrastructure bills, one, and two, Randy Weber stepping to the microphone as well, talking about the infrastructure legislation. And apparently we do not have that. I thought we did, and I stand corrected. We don't have that. Sorry about that. What they're saying is that they're asking Democrats to join them in being able to make this thing happen. Even some Democrats, believe it or not, are doing a big thing about they don't want to pass the $3.5 trillion bill until the $1.8 or $1.5 or $1.2 trillion bill is passed. That is a problem. Jake Sullivan, I want you to hear from Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor to the President, and he was on one of the Sunday shows yesterday with an update on this Afghanistan evacuation that is turning into a big mess. This is cut number two. Here it is.
I want to start with the security situation around the airport in Kabul. It appears to be deteriorating, and there's now a threat from ISIS of terror attacks against Americans. Is the administration considering sending more troops to try to secure the perimeter and secure the area?
At the moment, we believe we have sufficient forces on the ground, but every single day the president asks his military commanders, including those at the airport and those at the Pentagon, whether they need additional resources, additional troops. So far, the answer has been no, but he will ask again today.
How many Americans are trying to get out of Afghanistan? This has been a question, and we haven't known the answer. And this Sunday morning, do we know the answer?
Well, we know that it's roughly a few thousand, Chuck, but let me explain to the American people why we don't exactly know. Because when people come to Afghanistan who are American citizens, we ask them to register with the U.S. Embassy. Many leave and never deregister, or others come and choose not to register in the first place. Of course, as Americans, that's their right. So we have been working for the past few days to get fidelity on as precise a count as possible. We have reached out to thousands of Americans by phone, email, text. And we are working on plans to, as we get in touch with people, give them direction for the best and most safe and most effective way for them to get into the airport.
And about our Afghan allies, how many are you committed to getting out of the country?
Just yesterday, Chuck, we flew out a total of, or facilitated the flight out of 7,800 people, 3,900 on U.S. military aircraft, 3,900 on charter aircraft that our military facilitated from private organizations in other countries. Since the beginning of this evacuation, it's been 30,000 people total. Since August 14th, it's been 25,000. We're going to continue that in the days ahead and get out thousands more Afghans who are at risk and or who supported the U.S. military effort in Afghanistan, along with continuing to ensure that we are focused on getting American citizens out who want to leave the country.
There you have it. Jake Sullivan yesterday on Meet the Press. I want to take you back to the Capitol. Bob Good, a Republican from Virginia, at a news conference on the steps of the Capitol talking about infrastructure.
Who's been told that they're the problem by this administration. If this military leaves, what are we going to be left with? Okay, one more, ma'am.
Yeah, back to Afghanistan. If there were hearings, let's say, in the next 2 weeks, what questions would you have? What would you want to ask in terms of what went wrong? Why were there so many SIV applicants backed up in our system? What questions specifically would you have, and what changes would you demand?
Okay, so I'm going to answer this generally speaking for me standing in front of the body here. The priority has to be to get American citizens out safely, period. Number one, that has to be the focus. After that, what happened to our equipment? Why was it left in the hands of terrorists? And then what are you doing to secure the United States of America? They opened up the prisons at Bagram. There's Al-Qaeda, ISIS in there, Khorasan group. The southern border is open. People on the terrorist watch list have already crossed the border. What are they doing to secure the border? And then finally, not least of which, but what was the decision-making process? Who was involved in it to allow this travesty to happen? There was a plan for a conditioned withdrawal, a phased conditioned withdrawal under the last administration. Why was that not what followed? Why are Americans in peril? Why has the credibility of the United States of America been destroyed by one person's capricious decision? With that, I'll close. Thank you very much.
There you go. That's Scott Perry of Pennsylvania on the steps of the Capitol as the news conference turned to Afghanistan. And the those are some pretty good questions that I hope end up getting answered. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We'll close it down for a Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get $20 off an AC recharge. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
UMail Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with UMail Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. UMail Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out UMail Medical by going to NewMailMedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E Medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. UMail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the House of Representatives is back in. They're coming in for a couple of days. They want to pass H.R. 4, which is the election bill. That will federalize all elections. They're trying to pass the infrastructure bill, the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, and the $3.5 trillion, the monster bill, the human infrastructure bill that Bernie Sanders likes to talk about. And I'm just going to tell you, I think it's going to be tough sledding for both those measures, infrastructure one and infrastructure two. Because there are some people in the House, even Democrats, that will not pass the $3.5 trillion until they get the $1.1 trillion. Go figure. It's just bizarre. I mentioned how this week, at least an abbreviated session, I believe it's going to be 2 days, maybe 3.